This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is here. He is the proprietor and operator of Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. So at any time during the course of this next hour, if you hear something that piques your interest, or if you're listening to the podcasts of what we are doing here, because we take a lot of the things and concentrate them down into a shorter time period, so you can listen to the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com and get the essence of what Ken is talking about or Jack Stockwell is talking about in any given week. But there is so much information around, and people are impressed when they listen to Ken and think, I'd like to go get my heart checked out, or you just get checked out, period. So you can go see Ken at Lake Cardiology in a fabulous little town. It's not near the water, but it's a great little Florida town, Mount Dora. You can find him at 352-735-1400. He's not going to answer the phone. There's like 20 from some other people working in the office. But you'll get an appointment, you'll go see him, and you'll be thoroughly examined and well taken care of. Always good to get, especially in this day and age, a separate opinion, second opinion on things, especially if you're not happy with what you heard the first time around. So get it checked out. Hear the truth fast and accurately at Ken's Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. Okay, let's move into this area for which you are best known on this program anyway, talking about the research that's done and published in the journals of medical medical entities, not only here but around the world. So there's a lot of conversation about labels and what's in a product. Let's start with food preservatives, shall we? And find out what is in them and what is the... every day we hear more about how bad the fast food is and all of the things that are put into, even things you buy to cook at home. Hot dogs always come up. But there are so many other foods that are loaded with preservatives, not just the stuff you get at the fast food joints, but things that you buy and are not maybe discerning enough to look at the label. So is that the lesson here, Ken? Look at the label?
Exactly. If you didn't think you need to read the label after this report that was published this week in the medical journal Circulation, which is the Bible from the American Heart Association for Clinical Cardiology, just wait till you hear this. Doug, inorganic phosphates are added to foods like cereals, packaged snacks, and sodas to help preserve the color, freshness, taste, and texture. And eating foods high in inorganic phosphates can make us less active, eat more food, and decrease our ability to burn fat. To avoid inorganic phosphates, look for the letters PHOS on the food label. Inorganic phosphate additives can actually reduce fitness and make you age. And other foods to watch for include nitrites, inorganic sulfites, and sodium. Nitrites are generally found in deli meat and bacon.
Well,
to extend
can I interrupt you?
Sure.
What are nitrates? I've been listening to this for years, and I actually have never... you just triggered something in me. I'm thinking to myself, I usually look these things up myself to find out what they are, but I've never done that with nitrates. which are, as you're suggesting, a main ingredient in a lot of this stuff. And a lot of people look at these labels and they don't, well, what's a nitrate? I don't know.
Nitrite.
Back in. Well, nitrite. Okay, yeah. So what's a nitrite?
These are substances, chemicals that are added to deli meat and bacon to extend the shelf life. They cause headaches and sometimes a rash.
Yeah. All right. Look at the label. That's it. You want to, you be, you can.
And sulfites. That's
crazy.
The other one we didn't talk about. Inorganic sulfites. They're added to food to enhance flavor, often found in wine or pickled condiments and dressings. It appears on the label as a compound like sulfur dioxide, potassium bisulfite, sodium bisulfite. And people might experience headaches, coughing, or wheezing. So look at the labels. You want to avoid these inorganic phosphates. That's the news out of circulation this week. But we know about nitrites and sulfites. Limit those.
All right. So is that enough of a warning for you folks? Hopefully you get that. So I tease Ken.
Eat pure.
Every once in a while. Let's go to that. Let's make that story the next one. The Okinawan diet. So much discussion about diets. Weight Watchers been in the news this week because apparently they're not able to deliver against the threat of the keto. Is that what it's called, the keto diet?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So what's the story here when it comes to understanding who's living longest and healthiest? Because you can live a long time and have a miserable life. But there are some secrets that have been revealed, and maybe we should go through some of those to have you know what to do to live long, healthy, happy lives.
This is some good news. Okinawa, we remember it from the history books from World War II, is a group of islands just south of mainland Japan, and its residents have one of the longest lifespans in the world, Doug. Okinawans have low rates of heart disease, stroke, cancer, and diabetes, the main killers of the rest of the world. Their fountain of youth is believed to be linked to their diet. Their traditional diet consists of vegetables, soy products, and seafood. Among the favorite foods of Okinawans are sweet potatoes, green and leafy vegetables, yellow root vegetables, tofu, bitter melon, and modest amounts of seafood, lean meat, fruit, and tea. Their lifestyle plan also includes the occasional glass of locally brewed brandy and plenty of physical activity.
Lots of physical activity. That's it. And there are a lot of people, yeah. The thing that seems counterindicative, the food is one thing, and they have fish and rice, and that's their diet for the most part. Many Asian countries beside Japan have that. But they smoke so much, Ken. They're just, men especially.
In Okinawa?
Well, Okinawa and it is an island off the coast of Japan, but I'm just saying in Japan in general, and Asians generally speaking, big smokers, men especially. I don't see that many women smoke, but all the men smoke. So what is that, you know, when you weigh the diet versus smoking, obviously you're better off without having smoked than eating a good diet. But if you eat a good diet, does that somehow counter the effects of like things like nicotine?
Well, that would be interesting because Okinawans are famous for living to 90 to 100, and I would be shocked if they're big smokers. If they are, boy, their diet's amazing.
Well, I think that that's an Asian thing, whether it's just Okinawa or not. I'm just making a general statement about Asians. 14 past the hour on the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus talking about health, your well-being. And here's a focus on the oils that you need in your body. You need omega-3s. Ken will tell you that you need to eat fish, really good quality fish. You get most of the omega-3s from oily fish. But if you're not able to eat the fish, then perhaps you better listen for the next 60 seconds as I tell you about how you get omega-3s the healthy way. And also another kind of oil, a fish oil called krill, K-R-I-L-L. They are now together in a product from Purity called Krill Omega 50 Plus CoQ10. I take it, and it really does. I can feel the difference. Joints, because the krill oil is great for your joints. And then the omega-3, great for your circulatory system, your heart, and these are combined together for your use, and it's only a small pill, not like the big horse pills that you get if you're having regular omega-3s for most of the companies that provide those. This is a powerful pill, a powerful combination, a powerful product promoting cardiovascular health. Your doctor's going to love that. And if you're going to an osteo guy because you got problems, arthritis and otherwise, he's going to love that you're taking krill oil. Put together by Purity. They're so sure there that you'll love krill omega 50 plus. They want to send you. Thank you, Doug. Let's get that straight. They want to send you a free bottle of krill omega 50 plus CoQ10. Not fish oil together with krill. Well, it is. Fish oil, not combined, is going to say there are other omegas like the 3s, 6s, 9s. You only want the 3s, and you only want krill oil. Put them together in a free bottle. Call 800-355-1493. That's 800-355-1493 for a free bottle of krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10. That number is 800-355-1493. Special number just for you. Try getting this free. It's a $4.95 charge for shipping and handling. Put it to the test. Good for your life. And by the way, if you don't like it, send it back. Get all of the money back, including what you got invested in shipping. Experience the health benefits for your heart, your brain, your joints, and circulation. Krill Omega 50 with CoQ10. Free bottle at 800-355-1493.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now. 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now. 1-800-291-4180.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film, The C-Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
All right, Good Day Health. The statement of the comment I just made about Asians smoking was aimed at where they live. Ken has found a survey that suggests that a lot of ethnic population groups in the main either are big smokers or are not or are off of it. For example, Asians in our country, only 10% of them smoke. 24% of whites smoke. Asian subgroups also here, Asian Indians, 20%. Among Korean Americans, that sort of thing. I'm suggesting that there is the smoking that I'm talking about is in Asia, not necessarily when they've come to this country. But what do you make of the survey anyway? Quickly, Ken.
Sorry?
The survey that you are talking about, you're suggesting that whites are smoking more than anybody else, any other group.
American Indians seem to be the highest CDC survey.
Yeah. 37% of Native Americans smoke. Wow. Whew. All right, well, food for thought anyway. 21 after the hour.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Engaging you with conversation that's stored in Dr. Ken's mind. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Good Day Health program, going through some of these, some of the overviews that we have. We were talking about smoking in general, but Ken loves to. Every week he's has something about pot. Last week, though, I think you didn't. You disappointed me last week. There was no pot story.
I won't this week.
No, you won't. All right, so let's dig into what happens if you're a heavy pot smoker, according to this research.
Okay, well, marijuana can be an effective medical treatment for nausea and different kinds of pain, Doug, especially when the alternative is an opioid or when the disease is severe or terminal. But when it comes to recreational use, the problem becomes one of how much you're smoking and for how long. Studies have shown that regular users can develop cognitive and behavioral problems and an increased risk of anxiety and depression. And according to a recent study done at NYU, chronic pot smokers, they defined it as more than 20 days per month, had almost a 1 out of 3 chance of developing, are you ready, cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome.
What is that?
It's an awful condition associated with varying degrees of pain and uncontrolled nausea and vomiting, which can last for several hours. The weed-induced vomiting does not respond to routine anti-nausea drugs, but only to several hours of hot showers or capsaicin cream. So how does this occur? Small amounts of marijuana, Doug, suppress nausea and pain in the brain and nerves, and that's why it's good medically. However, too much of it over time may overstimulate and turn off the very receptors that were suppressing nausea and pain in the first place. Hot showers seem to be able to stimulate the same receptors and turn them back on, but the only way to cure the problem is to stop smoking pot altogether. This works 97% of the time, but if you start smoking it again, you are at great risk of the problem returning. So this is 1 in 3 people who smoke 20 days per month. That's amazing. That's a lot of people. And this, yeah. These are people presenting to ERs around the country, and a lot of the ER docs don't even know what this is.
They don't.
They're learning about it.
Yeah. One of the things that I guess, because we're having these conversations, I think many people that listen to me know that I've decided to have a cannabis operation to save my farm, make it viable, hemp and that sort of thing. Hemp is so different from cannabis, but there's great positive, you're talking about the medical stuff, but there are the other things that have happened in the states where there has been heavier usage now that was legalized in pot, California, Colorado, up in Washington State. In the stats my son shared with me last weekend, alcohol consumption is down about 40%, if you can believe it, in California. Use of pot is up, to be sure, but regular tobacco smoking is down as well by some 15 or 20%. Same thing in Colorado. So is that what's better for you? I guess which of these horrible things is better for you? Are you going to drink?
Probably alcohol in moderation.
Yeah, better than either smoking regular cigarettes or pot.
In moderation, alcohol.
Yeah.
But
okay.
But again, you know, these should be treats and not, and you know, I think marijuana for medical treatment's okay, for recreational use, you know, especially among children, just bad, bad, bad.
Oh, yeah. And to be exposed to that stuff is bad, bad, bad.
And I don't understand if you don't mind cigarettes, you know, why do you, you know, you want to smoke, you want people who are so into clean air and, you know, you walk around with everyone smoking pot. I don't understand that.
I don't even like to, honestly, I've said this. They have to make the plant completely odor-free or I won't allow them to build it because I don't want to smell the stuff. 28 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Our Constitution does not guarantee the right to break into someone's house. Yet a burglar in Bristol, Pennsylvania, thought he had that right, and a jury agreed. He broke into a home, but got locked in the garage trying to escape. With no way out and the homeowner is away, he spent 8 days in that garage surviving on a case of Pepsi and a large bag of dog food until the homeowners returned and called police. He claimed because the garage door opener didn't work, he had suffered undue mental anguish and sued the homeowner's insurance company. Shockingly, the jury sided with him and made the insurance company pay him $500,000 for his ordeal. We should all look through the lens of liberty and remember the importance of personal responsibility, especially before we serve on juries.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
The medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy. And, you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says he doesn't think North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was involved in the mistreatment of American college student Otto Warmbier, who died after being detained in the North. Republican Senator John Kennedy says Kim is responsible.
Kim is responsible for North Korea. He's responsible for the prison system. He's responsible for the inhumanity in the prison system. It'd be interesting to know. I don't know how we'll ever know, but he's responsible.
President Trump acknowledged Thursday that North Korea is not ready to wind down its nuclear weapons program, telling Fox News Sean Hannity that he understands how much the country has put into its arsenal. Trump cut short that summit Thursday after it became clear no deal could be reached. Stopping in Alaska to refuel Thursday morning, President Trump told a crowd of military members about the F-35 fighter jets and additional ground-based missile interceptors coming to the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking to get onto the road to wellness? Start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play. Or you can find the Good Day Health Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast. Now for us to continue exploring the medical world from conventional cardiologist, although he does practice, he likes to tell you that he mixes things, and I think he does. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. We have one more area in terms of research before we get to some of the other things that are important in medical research and reality this week. Living near green space, what does that do for you?
This is some good news. This is out of the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week, Doug, that living near a park, forest, or other green space may protect your children's mental health later in life. Children who grew up in these natural surroundings, they have up to 55% lower risk of developing a mental disorder as an adult. The protective effect grows stronger with more years spent living near nature. Green space appears to lower the risk of personality disorders, disorders, bipolar and mood disorders, and schizophrenia. I just think getting closer to nature is just so healthy. It lowers stress, and it just is so healthy for the circulation, the heart, and lowering the risk of heart attack and stroke.
One of the things we were talking about earlier on my DJV program, the impact of being near the water, looking
also,
at pictures of the water, that sort of thing. It's anything that will bring you that peaceful, easy feeling, which brings back around the focus on mind, the spirit, mind, body connection that is oh so powerful. There's a baby boy alive today, Ken, who was born weighing 9 ounces. Not 9 pounds, 9 ounces.
Wow.
Born in Tokyo, smallest surviving male baby in history. The boy came through a cesarean, failed to gain weight during the pregnancy. Doctors feared that he would die. So they took him out, they put him in the intensive care unit, and he was there from last August until last week. So I find this interesting when you look at the boy. What does it take when you think about this? I mean, I don't understand how he could survive because there's nothing to the organ. They haven't developed. That's what I weighed 9 pounds and 45 ounces when I was born, and I don't know how much you weighed when you were born. But what's the average? About 7 pounds. What's the average baby weigh?
Yeah, that's a good number. So, but you know, with the technology we have, we certainly have much smaller babies that do quite well. My daughter was about 5 pounds when she was born, a few weeks early. But that is rather remarkable. And what is interesting is that this baby just failed to gain weight after 24 weeks.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether, the baby probably had some hormonal deficiencies, growth hormone, just didn't grow.
Yeah. So, but what will that baby face? If you save the baby, what happens later in life? How do the things that are necessary develop in a body like that?
They did discharge the patient, the baby, after 6 months in intensive care at around 7 pounds.
Right.
And the whole question is what is the diagnosis? Why is this baby so small? And they don't give out that information. I don't see that. And that would really determine what the prognosis is. So we'll have to wait and see. Maybe they'll give out some more information.
Yeah. Well, it's something, it certainly is food for thought. All right, we were talking about diets earlier and what the diet is to be on, and I talked about the Calitrin diet here. There's some disturbing news about a product called Garcinia Cambogia, which is supposed to be a weight loss, enhancer, I think, or a stimulator. And yet, apparently, it is quite bad for you. It has a real negative impact on your kidneys, on your liver. So this is an example of something. I've seen a lot of promotion for Garcinia Cambogia all over the Internet. I don't know that I've seen too much on television or heard it on the radio. But I wonder what, other than the usual line of looking at the label and seeing what's there, most of these things, whether it's a pharmaceutical or whether it's a nutraceutical, you don't really understand. I'm looking at I've got a picture online of what the label says on it, and it says it has Garcinia Cambogia, and then something called CLA, and then raspberry ketone, gymnemia silva. I mean, I don't know what the hell this stuff is.
So
if you don't know what it is, should you just stay away from it?
Absolutely. You need to research it. And the question is it safe? And the other is it effective?
Yeah. A lot of people are taking apple cider vinegar, which is supposed to be really good for you. And some people are taking it in combination with the Garcinia Cambogia. But I wonder about apple cider vinegar has always been something that I've used. You and I have talked about it. When I used to have, it wasn't GERD, but I had a lot of acid indigestion and that sort of thing, and I'd take when I take some, even when I was feeling the negative impacts of gluten, put a teaspoon in a glass of water and drink it, stuff would go all right away. So is that something that has any snap to it when it comes to losing weight? What do you think? I know you're losing weight is going on a diet, which is the most intelligent things to do. Watch your, what you're eating. Right?
Right. And there's a big study out this week. I didn't even talk about it because it seems so obvious. It showed that the most effective way to lose weight is just to keep track of what you're eating. And I tell you, that's how I lost my 40 pounds.
Yeah.
Just writing, well, just keeping track.
Yeah. Well, I'm still, I am not as heavy as I have gotten. Last year I weighed 183 after the winter, and when I saw you, I think I weighed about 175, and I need to get there. I'm up a couple of pounds from that. But when it's a couple of pounds one way or another, I don't know that makes that much difference, but you can say that to yourself, and then it stays there, and I don't want it to stay there.
We have 6 weeks to go.
Right, until I see you. To get into a good place. All right. I got a question from somebody who asked me if I could ask you to help us understand what it is that doctors are saying. And the question comes, this fellow says, I don't understand what my doctor says. The doctor says, I'm afraid you've got acute whatever it might be. So what is it? This is Stacy, who wants to know, Dr. Ken, if you can help us with some of the vocabulary, words that are used by doctors, and they're mostly used to describe things, or words like contraindication. What does that mean? What does
don't it mean do like? It. It means you should not do it. There's a bad thing that will happen. Like a contraindication, for example, if you're on one medicine and the other medicine that we're thinking about interacts poorly, contraindication is something you should not do.
Okay. What does it mean if it's asymptomatic?
Asymptomatic means no symptoms. You feel fine.
Mm-hmm. So if a doctor says that what you're concerned about is asymptomatic, don't worry about it.
If you're asymptomatic, for example, you might have blockages in the circulation to your heart, but you don't have symptoms from it, so you're asymptomatic.
What does a complete blood, say it again, Doug, complete blood count consist of?
CBC, complete blood count. We usually think of counting the red count. When it's low, it's anemia. The white count, that goes up with infection. And the platelets, that's what's used to clot. Those three blood cells, red cell, white cell, and platelets. Then if you get down into the weeds, you would break down the type of white blood cells often seen in it. That's called a differential in the CBC. CBC, complete blood count.
Complete blood count. That's what you get when you go see Lake Cardiology. Phone number there is 352-735-1400. If you missed the most recent, the last podcast, I'm going to bring you up to date on what the current podcast is that Ken is featured in at GoodDayHealthShow.com. We discuss a new study revealing that younger women are now suffering from a greater number of heart attacks because of obesity. On the podcast that's up right now, the latest one, they're all archived at GoodDayHealthShow.com. We also talk about, we demonstrated how push-ups are good for the health of middle-aged men. I did a few push-ups for you. That's audio you can hear on the podcast. We talk about the increased use of diet sodas and how it fosters the risk of stroke in postmenopausal women. As you can see, we focus a lot on women, female health and well-being. Let's see, there's another item in this podcast from the Florida governor who's proposed a bill making it legal to import prescription drugs from Canada. Mr. Trump says he'll approve that bill, but there seems to be a catch, so you'll hear what the catch is. Also, a discussion of young blood infusions, and Ken explained why you ought not to take advantage of that. A discussion of baby powder from Johnson & Johnson is on the current podcast, and a lot more information. Every week, a focus on maintaining your good health and information that you need to know, and this is sort of constricted. It's compacted down into a short listen, but you'll get the gist of all the things that Ken comes up with that are beneficial to you. So listen every week to our Good Day Health Show podcasts at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
A winter weather advisory is an invitation to own the roads in the Dodge Charger, America's only four-door muscle car with all-wheel drive. To take the winter by storm in a Dodge Durango, the most powerful SUV with all-wheel drive in its class. And to burn some rubber and melt the snow in the Dodge Challenger, the first all-wheel drive muscle coupe. Don't miss the Dodge President's Day event. Based on 2019 Ward's Midsize Sport Utility Vehicle Segment. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment. Excludes other FCA US LLC vehicles. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
All right, as you know, many of you know, I have farm roots. I have even a podcast called The American Family Farmer at American Family Farmer Show every week. And Ken and I, as we talk about your health and well-being, one of the things that is not set aside but maybe ought to be, in rural America, the problem is more difficult because the lack of good food other than what they grow, the food system is broken. And reviving Central America, according to the Farm Bureau, has to be a focus on the food system. And it isn't just what they're eating, but what is around, what's being grown, the impact of big companies like Monsanto and Bayer, and what they've done to bankrupt the food system in our country. So the farmers know it, and they're frustrated because they're fighting the same battle that everybody is, trying to grow good food, and they're confronted by all of these, you know, the Monsanto people that sue farmers who don't grow any of their crap, but they are growing things across the street, and so the wind blows the pollen from the corn that is Monsanto corn over to the other side of the street, and then they have Monsanto corn, and Monsanto sues them for stealing their corn. I mean, this is what we're going through. The farm crisis, Ken, and the regular population is suffering because of this is too. That's what we're talking about here. What you put into your body, right?
Put good things into your body, natural,
yeah,
whole foods.
Yeah, I mean even the organic label. But at least if you stay away from the pesticides that are sprayed on a lot of the fruits and vegetables that are grown, that's at least a step in the right direction. But farmers are
get close to nature.
Yeah, very, very frustrated. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here 10 before the hour on the Good Day Health Program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time. I always like to have more doctor time, and we have it with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, focusing on the big stories from the journals of medicine that Ken studies every week. There's always a half a dozen or more, good stories, important stories, news that affects you. Ken boils down basically what you wouldn't be able to understand if you read it yourself, because these journals are just like the way doctors write. You can't understand what they write, and you don't understand what they say. So Ken brings it, boils it down. So a couple of food stories here in this portion of the program about blueberries first and how good they are for you. I guess this is one of the reasons when you do your tests on me that I have very powerful cardiovascular presentation, because I eat lots of blueberries. What's the story, Ken?
We both love blueberries, and this is out of the Journals of Gerontology Series A this week. Doug, we know that high blood pressure, it affects about 1 in 3 adults in the United States. High blood pressure puts a strain on the cardiovascular system, which in the long run may contribute to heart failure, stroke, and kidney failure. But the news this week is that blueberries and the phytochemicals that give blueberries their look, color, called anthocyanins, create the beneficial effects that this fruit has on the cardiovascular system.
Let's try that again. Come on, let's try that again.
I don't think I can say it that way.
Oh, come
again.
On.
Anthocyanins.
Okay.
Anthocyanins.
A-N-T-H-O-C-Y. It's what makes blueberries blue.
Exactly.
And your teeth blue.
Exactly.
And your tongue blue. And your belly blue. But it's
your cardiovascular system healthy, because it lowers blood pressure and reduces the risk of developing cardiovascular disease by up to 20% if you consume it daily. And yes, it's that substance that makes everything blue.
Well, it's good for your brain, too. Blueberries are about one of the best Mother Nature foods, real foods that you can take. Get the, if you can find them in your store, Make sure that you're getting the organic ones because they don't have any sprays. They don't have any stuff on them that's going to be bad. That'll counter the goodness of the blueberry itself.
And they're so good.
They really are. And you can get the ones from Maine in the summertime, those little ones. You get the ones from California. They grow them in Florida. They grow them all over the place. I have a great big blueberry patch on a neighboring farm here. And it's you got to cover it with nets because the birds will eat them all. Birds will eat every one of them if you don't cover the blueberry patch with netting. But this thing, one of the things I've found, I had my first annual physical, the stuff that I bring to you for information, and I get checked out three or four times during the summer, during the wintertime every year by various doctors, just different pedigrees. And my blood pressure has been completely consistent over the years since before I started. It's been the same since I was a kid. She looked at me, I said, my blood pressure is going to be 110 over 68. And she took my blood pressure and she looked at me and she said, how'd you know? I said, because that's what it is. And I give a lot of credit, I think, to blueberries. Yeah, I have almost a whole little carton of blueberries every single day. All right.
Great.
Next up here, what's going on with people that eat too much food, especially if you're stopping at McDonald's, hopefully not the one R. Kelly goes to, but at any of these fast food joints. What's the story?
You're always asking me, Doug, why is everybody getting obese? So this article really attracted me. Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics this week published the study that may help explain why Americans are getting obese, and their belief is that it's larger fast food portions. In recent times, the number of fast food restaurants has expanded, along with the average size of waistlines throughout America. One reason for that expansion is that fast food restaurants offer more things now than ever. Since 1986, the number of desserts and sides a customer can buy has increased by 226%. Portion sizes and sodium content overall have increased over time and remain high.
Yeah. Look out. Don't eat too much. When you feel full, stop.
37% of adults eat fast food on a given day. That includes 45% of people between ages 29 and 39.
Good God. All right, let's talk about what you need in your body. Omega-3s. What form do you take? Fish oil, krill oil, or both? Both of them are in Krill Omega 50 Plus CoQ10 from our friends at Purity Products. I take it. Wow, what a difference. It combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart, krill oil for your joints. Put it together in this small pill, and you get something so powerful, it'll promote your cardiovascular health in ways that people like Ken will be very happy about. And if that's not enough, boosting your joint comfort using the krill oil, great. What a combo. Krill Omega 50 Plus CoQ10 works. And if you want to get on the bandwagon, try the first bottle without paying for it. It's free. Pay the shipping. Call 800-355-1493 now. 800-355-1493 for a free...
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.